Yes.
Staying with the theme of the cage and the tiger for a minute.
Ah, yeah. That's always got people's attention.
Certainly did. So if sati or mindfulness is the cage, I'm wondering what the appropriate use of shamatha is, because there are times I find in my practice where there's so much concentration that the defilements don't appear, or they're very, very subtle. So I'm trying to back off. Then it's a little bit uneven at the moment.
Okay. So. Well, I think, again, sort of the, you know, where the mindfulness is watching the tiger in the cage. And yeah, and the tiger does get tired. And then he gets up and he's refreshed. So that the but being able to using the mindfulness as the kind of the sphere of kind of protection, and then the samatha, the tranquility, is allowing things to settle, but then there's that ongoing investigation over time of what the effect is, because you know, the tranquility through meditation is oftentimes a covering over of the smoothing over of the defilements or the habits, and then you know they manifest quite happy actually, but refreshed. Yeah. And that's the function of the investigation. You always want to be applying discernment and investigation, so that one's looking in terms of conditioning, habits, tendencies, not just personal habits, but the habits of what? The habit of delusion, the habit of attachment, the habit of aversion. And it's not a personal thing, which we tend to, of course, take it very personally. And but to sort of say, oh yeah, that's what the mind of irritation does. That's its habit. So that learning it more clearly, investigating it, and then using that clarity of discernment to be able to see, well, what's a skillful means of relinquishment? What's a skillful means of penetration, seeing, oh, that's its result, and then seeing just seeing the drawback really clearly, or the drawback of that particular tendency of the mind of defilement. That's its drawback. That's its painful consequence. And the more clearly one sees that, the more one inclines to relinquishment, and one needs the tranquility to see that. But then again, there needs to be the balance of the tranquility and the willingness to investigate.